Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Well, good evening and welcome to the beautiful Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. Second half of our McDonald Max and Lady Max split doubleheader here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Dave Flanagan. Thank you so much to Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez, and Sam Aberle, our WOGO Sports live video crew on the road at UW Stout for the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, where the McDonald Max boys won in a thrilling comeback fashion over the Colfax Vikings. You can check out that replay on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube, where all of our Max and Chi High broadcasts are archived. We've got a rematch here this evening of last year's Division IV sectional final between the McDonald Lady Max and the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Pretty similar squad for McDonald, very different squad for Durand Arkansas, as they graduated a heavy dose of seniors from last year's team that made that run all the way to the state tournament. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Darren Lowenhagen of Durand Arkansas, and then our own coach Sally Williams of the McDonald Lady Max coming up shortly. McDonald has won three in a row. They are looking for their fourth consecutive victory. They are 2-0 in conference play. Their latest, just last night, they won in really convincing fashion, to say the least, 67-30 on the road at Thorpe. Durand Arkansas has had a couple setbacks on the season, one victory so far, but they are looking again with their young squad to gain experience. They lost to Fall Creek 55-41, lost to Colfax 51-35, but then beat Clear Lake on just a couple days ago on the 4th, 45-33. That one, a road victory at Clear Lake. So certainly hoping that they can start an upward trend. McDonald started with those two losses to begin the season, 55-34, a rough one at Neillsville on the road, then went on the road at Prescott. We had that game for you here on WOGO Sports, 63-61. They lost a nail biter. But then against Onalaska, another game we had for you on WOGO Sports, 53-44, that win in their home opener. Then a 58-33, 25-point victory over Fall Creek to open the conference schedule. And of course, last night, that 37-point victory over Thorpe. So hopefully trending in the right direction for the Lady Max. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports with our interviews with both head coaches. Thanks for joining us all day long. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. We are your home for Chippewa Falls Athletics. Back in 2 minutes.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to the Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic from the beautiful Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. We're here with head coach Darren Lowenhagen of the Durant, Arkansas Panthers before they face off with your McDonald Central Lady Macs. And coach, that incredible run to state last year built on a great senior class. You built it on defense, and that's something that even with graduation doesn't need to change.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's from the time we stepped into the program to now is it, you try to win games with your defense. And then when your offense goes, you kind of try to take the lead. This year's team, we got a lot of inexperience, not a lot of minutes, and we're really young. So we're going to try to do all those things and learn on the fly this year.
These non-conference games, tournament-style basketball like you have, again, facing a strong team in McDonald, all these things that hopefully iron sharpens iron, everybody goes away better.
Yeah, I mean, from the time we stepped in here, we want to build our schedule with good teams. And so McDonald's one of the best teams in the state. We know that. And so we want to just come out and try to compete with them and get after them and play the best that we can. And we're going to make mistakes this year, and it's just trying to learn and continue to battle through those mistakes.
With the youth, the inexperience that you have at the varsity level, what have you seen so far where you say, hey, these are signs that are encouraging some building blocks?
Yeah, I just think we play really hard. So that's the good thing that we want to have. We know that we're going to make a bunch of mistakes this year. And so trying to play through, keeping good body language when things do go bad, trying to keep that the positive side of us while playing hard gives us an opportunity to correct some of those mistakes going forward.
And finally, Coach, this year's McDonald team, very similar to the one that you beat in the sectional final last year. What do you see in them where you say, hey, this can make us better but also might be difficult to work against?
Yeah, I mean, again, they're one of the best teams in the state. They got virtually everybody back from last year. I think they're better this year than even last year. They're just very athletic, good at every position. They play really well. They're a disciplined team, coached really well. So, like I said, for us, we want to just come out and battle them and try to give them everything that we can and just see where we go from there.
Coach, good to see you again. I appreciate your time, and best of luck to the Panthers tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Coach Darren Lowenhagen back with Coach Sally Williams after this on WOGO Sports, live from the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball, live from the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. McDonald against Durand, Arkansas, in the penultimate matchup of this girls' basketball tournament here in Eau Claire. And, Coach, obviously this is a Durand team that you saw at the end of last season. They look quite a bit different probably this year with some of their losses to graduation. But you know, with the Coach Loewenhagen squad, they're going to play some really aggressive defense, and they're going to make you pay if you're not strong with your passing game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're just a fundamental team, and even with them losing a lot, just expect that they're going to bring it just like they would any other game, and they're physical just like they were last year. So, yeah, we're going to have to bring it to have a good game.
Couple conference wins under your belt so far. Had a strong victory last night on the road at Thorpe. Of course, the back-to-back here, too. Do you see, again, with 16, 17, 18 years old, any fatigue with the girls when they're playing a back-to-back like this?
I mean, there's always going to be fatigue when you are playing a back-to-back, and it's a longer court, so there's just a lot kind of to adjust to, I think. And so, but I know that they're going to come ready to give it their all.
What have you seen in those last two games where you say, hey, these are maybe the next evolution of where we hope to be as we continue throughout the conference season?
Yeah, just continuing to be a force on defense and trying to disrupt their offense, leading into kind of that D to O mentality. So.
And finally, Coach, neat venue here at the Sonntag. Of course, I know you are on the UW-Eau Claire staff, and then you leave, and then they have incredible facilities like this. But really neat. I mean, I was talking with Michael Hodel from Colfax, who kind of put this all together. He said, hey, not every kid is going to get a chance to play at the next level. So for all these high school athletes to get the chance to play in a beautiful facility like this, it's really a neat tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great opportunity for all these girls to be able to have a fun atmosphere, just playing somewhere a little bit different. Awesome job by Mike putting this all together, just giving them that opportunity for sure.
Well, Coach, hopefully you can stack three victories in a row. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head Coach Sally Williams here on your McDonald Lady Max pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome back. Pre-game here live from the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you, your WOGO sports team. It's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Dave, what would you say is a key or two here for the Lady Max as they try to stack four victories in a row?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Let's see if we can stack another one, get another W. I mean, you know, little things. You got a big floor, you got a big arena. This will take about a quarter of the first half to sort of adjust to, you know, this longer floor and this the whole setting. But once they settle down, I think we'll be just okay.
Coach Williams mentioned as well, too, you play back-to-back and then you play on a 10-foot longer floor and you can lead to fatigue.
Yeah, well, and fatigue, like, you know, we have 11 girls that can play, so that helps. And then, yeah, it's just that background, that basket that's sitting there. It's a very interesting deal. I mean, I remember watching kids when they go with, like, a breakaway layup, that court, that extra 10 feet really comes into play.
Yeah, the sight lines are quite a bit different as well when you look at a cavernous type of a gym like we've got here at the Sonntag. Beautiful venue, and want to give a shout-out right away to Michael Hodel, athletic director at Colfax, as they put together this Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Starting lineups being introduced now, so we'll keep it right here. Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Starting off for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, Olivia Mueller, she's a junior. Jaden Glaus, a senior, number 5. Again, they were senior-led last year, much, much younger this year. Emma Pelkey, a sophomore, number 12. Sadie Bergeson, number 14, a freshman. And Peyton Paschal, a junior, number 30, for head coach Darren Loewenhagen. On the other side for our McDonald Lady Max. Head coach, of course, Sally Williams in her second year at the helm of this McDonald program. Erin Siegenthaler, 5'7" junior guard. Chloe Flanagan, 5'4" senior guard. Number 5, Ann Siegenthaler, 5'8" junior forward. Claire Ruff, 5'7" junior number 12 at the guard for the wing position. And then rounding out the starting five for the Lady Max, Emily Hartman, number 31, the 5'7" junior. Durand, Arkansas has their white uniforms with the purple numerals and lettering. And the black piping McDonald resplendent in their new uniforms. Black tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, white flecks on the side of the shorts and the white piping as well. So we are set and ready to go here from the Sonnentag. Want to say thank you to our hosts here at the Sonnentag Center as well. Couldn't be more welcoming, and we appreciate their supports of high school athletics and of our broadcast here today. And we're ready for some basketball.
It's a great Saturday night to sit and watch back and watch a great game.
Congratulations again to Coach Adam Schilling and his team as they won our first broadcast of the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at UW-South in comeback fashion over Colfax. You can watch that broadcast on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Ann Siegenthaler wins the tap, moving left to right as we begin here from a courtside vantage point at the Sonnentag. Right side, Claire Ruff shoots it up top, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan comes up short. Offensive rebound, Hartman, and she stepped on that baseline.
Well, I think a little bit that's that perfect example again. There's no background, so that shot was very short.
Yeah, different year. I mean, you're used to having a wall even in the biggest gyms as McDonald comes out with some full court pressure. Trouble in the backcourt. Chloe Flanagan almost got to the steal before Bergeson. Bergeson doubled near midcourt. Wraps around a bounce pass to Peyton Paschal. Left side is Bergeson. Again, just a freshman. A lot of youth. You know this Durand team. Durand, Arkansas, the Panthers always play great defense. McDonald, they hang their hat on that as well. Working around the perimeter. Glaus goes to Bergeson. Pulls up, trying to travel. Step through and walk with the basketball. And McDonald will be coming the other way. No score, very early going.
Great patience by Durand. Great defense by McDonald.
And Siegenthaler on the far side. Over on the right wing. Chloe Flanagan back to Siegenthaler. Driving baseline, reverse, and just off the mark for Siegenthaler.
Great hard take to the basket, just didn't go in.
No score early going. Almost a minute and 20 in. Mueller skips to the left corner. Shot on the way just off the front of the iron. Rebound pulled down by Siegenthaler. She'll find Erin Siegenthaler. Goes far side. Emily Hartman spins up high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers.
Nice post move by Emma.
Last Emma!
Into that left corner with Paschal. Almost 2 minutes in, no score. One game left tonight. It'll be Colfax, the tournament hosts, facing off against the unbeaten Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Left side feed to Glaus. Driving baseline. Runs into a double team. She walked with the ball. Another turnover for the Panthers. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank.
Both teams just trying to sort of figure out here a little bit. Be patient here and get a good shot. See if we can get one.
Erin Siegenthaler, right side, Hartman. Of course, McDonald playing on back-to-back nights. Hartman holding, finds Chloe Flanagan high on the left. Leaves for Siegenthaler.
Nice.
Screen and roll. Erin to Ann. Ann lost it out of bounds, but a good look. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. A break blocking the shot right at the rim was Riley Christensen as she is called for a blocking foul as well. That'll be the first whistle on either team.
good hustle by Riley to get back, not give up an easy basket.
Jaden Glaus, the senior, lone senior of the starting lineup for Coach Darren Lowenhagen, will try to crack the goose eggs on the scoreboard for both sides. Hits the back iron on the first free throw. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. A pair of misses, battle for the rebound, and Claire Ruff coming the other way. Siegenthaler up top between the wheels. Throws right side to Riley Christensen. Riley up top to Claire Ruff. Jab step. Ruff leaves for Aaron Siegenthaler. Left wing. Aaron at the left elbow penetrates. Aaron pulls up from 10 feet. Good bucket. 2-0 McDonald.
We've got to make baskets. Now this is where we can take advantage here and just press them here. I don't think they're as deep as we are.
Still in the backcourt. Grand Arkansas pushing it across with Mueller. Mueller, nice pass down low. Whistle and a foul. As Emma Pelkey, the sophomore, had good position underneath, and the Lady Macs whistled for the infraction, and the Panthers will have another chance to get on the scoreboard. 14:54 to play here in the first half. First free throw from Pelkey, and that one's off the mark. So 0 for 3 from the foul line so far for Durand, Arkansas. Bergeson's going to come out. Three subs coming in for Coach Lowenhagen. As Pelkey back at the line. 2-0 McDonald. Free throw is good. 2-1. Coming in for the shooter, Miley Sand, the sophomore. Lucy Hoyt is out there as well, another sophomore.
Yeah,
and Miliana Mack, another freshman.
Wow, they're very young.
And again, went from, again, senior laden to starting a lot of underclassmen this year. Coach Lowenhagen mentioned could be some growing pains, but he likes that they fight, they scrap, they battle. Siegenthaler to Flanagan. Flanagan dumps it down in the paint, whistling a foul. And that's the first whistle against Durand, Arkansas, here in the first half. 2-1, McDonald.
Looking to take advantage with Riley on the inside. McDonald must feel they got a little height advantage.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube. Zach Wycheck, our producer. As Kelsey Bremnes, who comes into the game, kicks out for a deep jumper right side. That one comes up short. Rebound cleared by Lucy Hoyt off the miss from Hartman. Kick into the left corner. Thinking about the three was Pacial. Back up top to Hoyt. Jabbing against Bremnes. Drops it off with a bounce to Miley Sand. Almost 4 minutes gone by opening half. 2-1 McDonald. Pacial. Tied up. Nope. Whistling a foul.
We come up.
Hartman caught with her hand in the cookie jar there, and Lady Macs pick up their third foul.
That ball looked just right in front of her, and she took a swat at it.
It's like a toddler with a cookie on the counter. First action tonight for Lauren Buescher, the 5'9 senior, one of a pair of seniors for Coach Williams. Thank you to Carter Jagger. He's running video for us tonight, our video producer. Backdoor cut, knocked away. Aaron Siegenthaler goes to the ground for it. Held ball, possession should be staying with the Panthers, and it will.
Opposite.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Panthers into Miley Sand, high on the right, against Buescher. Straight on, leaves it on the left wing for Mack. Drops down the left block, extended. Kick out for a long two just inside the arc. Riley Christensen snatches the rebound.
That's what we got to do.
Hartman, over the shoulder catch. Hartman driving into the right block. Goes up strong. A little bit too strong. And an over the back foul called on Aaron Siegenthaler. And that's the fourth on McDonald.
You know, that's what we got to do is push that ball up the floor. We got a great shot. You know, Emmy got a good one. Just got to go in.
Claire Ruff is going to check in for Emily Hartman. 14 fouls on McDonald, 13:31 yet to play here in the first half. So some early foul trouble for the Lady Macs. Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass, knocks it loose. Out of bounds, and Durand, Arkansas will inbound from the far side. And And full court pressure from the Lady Macs. Panthers across the timeline. Donald's won three in a row, trying to make it four straight. Trouble offensively early going here. Buescher rips down the rebound. And Siegenthaler about to come back in. Aaron Siegenthaler far side. Clear rough. Corner three. That one off the front of the iron. No. Rebound to the Panthers. Peyton Paschal. Right-handed dribble. Leaves it for Lucy Hoyt. Up top, Miley Sand. Far right corner back to Paschal. Trying to get by Aaron Siegenthaler. Swats the ball loose.
Just straight up.
Paschal up top for Mueller. Mueller the junior. Lucy Hoyt.
Get away from that right side.
Hoyt leaves it left wing for Miliana Mack. Paschal outside the arc. Again working against Siegenthaler. Right side show and go Lucy Hoyt. Working into the paint. Nice up and under. Comes up underneath the bucket. It's the other side of the backboard. Tie-up possession should be going to McDonald as Chloe Flanagan hits the deck. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, AM 680 live audio at WOGO.com. Live video on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and WOGO Sports on YouTube. It's WOGO Sports, our YouTube channel. Double dribble. Called right in front of our vantage point here courtside against Ann Siegenthaler. She just lost it for a moment and then dribbled with two hands.
Yep, that was an easy one. See here. Now we'll switch a little 1-3-1, see if we can make something happen out of this.
Jasmine Gerber adds some length. The 6-foot junior, number 43, out for her first action tonight. Glaus right wing. Over a third of the way through the first half. Still just 2-1 our score. Bounce pass to the left corner. Nice feed to the block. Ball knocked loose. Everybody, into the arms of Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler will run. That's Ann up top. Finds Aaron at the left block. Aaron
there
Siegenthaler
go.
Goes
and
in.
One.
Strong count it in a bucket.
Nice hard take to the basket.
4-1 McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler attacking the rim.
Duran's very patient, but we somehow got to speed this game up. That's definitely to our advantage.
Free throw rattles home. It's 5-1. So Aaron Siegenthaler with three of McDonald's points and a steal by Claire Ruff.
Finish it, Claire.
Ruff driving in hard, hangs in the air. No, but she is fouled. And now the team fouls starting to even out a little bit more. Claire Ruff will go to the line shooting two. Only two McDonald players have scored. Aaron Siegenthaler, and honestly now I'm spacing who scored our first basket, but as Claire Ruff hits the free throw to make it 6-1.
Unfortunately, my memory isn't very good either.
The good thing is it's on video so I can check the tape.
Well, let's see.
Second free throw, good as well. 7-1 McDonald. As Claire Ruff hits a pair. Trouble near midcourt. Thrown to Paschal in the backcourt from Bergeson. Paschal jump pass, left side, Pelkey. Nice ball movement. Bergeson kick out. Passing up along to his Mueller. Mueller has a pass knocked away. Jaden Glaus retrieves, going all the way across the floor with a skip to Bergeson. Bergeson, nice look inside to Pelkey. Pelkey, too strong off the glass, gets her own rebound, puts it up again, off the mark. Jasmine Gerber with the rebound. There's a strip loose and a foul down low against Bergeson. Team fouls now even at four apiece. 7-1 McDonald. 10:52 to play here from the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Aaron Siegenthaler had it knocked loose for a moment. Finds Riley Christensen. Riley puts it on the floor right side. Right block extended. Kick out Ann Siegenthaler. Ann show and go. Left side Aaron Siegenthaler. The stroke for three. That just off the mark. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Look ahead to Pelkey. Throws it too strong. into the Colfax seating area as Colfax will be playing the title card matchup against Regis here tonight. We appreciate Colfax and their athletic director, Michael Hodel, as they put together this Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Also appreciate our hosts here at the Sonic Tank Center. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Zach Wycheck at the WOGO Studios and Hallie Carter Jagger, our audio, our video producer and camera operator here. Carter with his play-by-play debut in the second half last night. Chi High girls basketball against Eau Claire Memorial. 7-1, McDonald up two full scores. Ella Sexton is coming into the game for Coach Williams. Junior number 15, a six-footer.
See if we can work that ball inside and get it into her.
Erin Siegenthaler, right block extended. All the way across the floor. Finds Riley Christensen, pulls up in the lane. Shot won't go down. Fight for the basketball. Riley trying to run it down, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Mavs. Jeez,
that was a close one.
Pacial inbounds. Look for the Mowersbury Insurance Highlights of the Week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Bergeson leaves for Glaus. Left side, Pelkey. Fires it into the paint. Too hot to handle. Mueller had good position but couldn't quite haul it in. And McDonald basketball as we reach almost the halfway point of the first half.
You start seeing a little bit of the youth sometimes coming out here in Durand and stuff like that, those basic passes. Just, you know, girls just are slowly learning the varsity game.
And just the speed, I think, is usually any time you go from JV to varsity, the speed the game moves at. Sexton kick out right side. Three on the way from Siegenthaler. That one too long. Offensive rebound for a moment and held ball. The possession will go to Durand, Arkansas. Good hustle. Chloe Flanagan and Siegenthaler in. Erin Siegenthaler will be checking out along with Riley Christensen. Of course, keeping the legs fresh on a back-to-back and playing on the longer court is going to be a key here for both sides as both coaches substituting freely.
I think that's, well.
And that's kind of Coach Williams' M.O. no matter what.
Yeah. Ooh, there's got to be
Siegenthaler
a
with his steal, and she is held up.
Yeah. Great job. Great job.
That is the fifth team foul against Durand, Arkansas. 9:06 to play here in the first half. McDonald committed four quick fouls. They played clean for a bit now.
Post it inside. Get it to her.
Into Sexton. Sexton going up strong. Her shot blocked.
That's all right.
Back out up top. Kelsey Bremnes rips it down. Bremnes working against Pelkey. Ferguson, excuse me.
There we go. Work it in for her again.
Hartman. Driving, spins in the lane, little spacing issue. Kick out, and Siegenthaler for three. That one comes up short. Karam's out of bounds. Good save by Bremnes, diving along the baseline. Back out to back out to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler lost it. Out of bounds off the missed shot. Couple good looks there for the Lady Max.
Yeah, it's going to be a race, and who's going to make a 10-footer?
And we mentioned a lot of different challenges playing on this college floor. Beautiful floor, but just different than what you're used to.
Take it. Go, Em.
Emily Hartman driving in, lost it out of bounds. Good job on that possession by Durand, Arkansas, playing strong defense without drawing a foul call.
Yep.
8:32 left. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Pacial left wing. Just outside the arc. Finds Bergeson up top. Bergeson working against Bremnes. Spins inside the right elbow. Up top to Pacial. Driving inside the foul line. Bergeson toe on the line. Deep two off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Pacial battling. Bremnes ends up with it. Now McDonald will push. Flanagan to clear Ruff. Ruff the sweep through. Right block extended. Up top, Bremnes. Junior drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Hand kick out left side. Deep two from 18 feet is good.
Great shot. Nice pass. Good post.
Emily Hartman. Oh, excuse me. That was, they're calling that a three. My apologies.
Yeah, yes.
I thought she was just inside the line. So Emily Hartman, first three of the night on either side. It's 10-1 McDonald. A Under 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Durand, Arkansas, McDonald rematch of last year's D4 sectional final. That game we had for you here on WOGO Sports, live from Altoona. Pachel looking to rotate into the left corner, tipped out of bounds. Quick hands for the Lady Max. Three possession lead for McDonald as Hartman out. Riley Christensen in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inbounds right in front of the McDonald bench. Up top, Lucy Hoyt. Hoyt the sophomore against Claire Ruff, the junior. Hoyt backtracking with the dribble. As we approach the 7-minute mark, and Siegenthaler knocks it away. Siegenthaler still has it. Finds a cutting Claire Ruff in the paint. Ruff pulls up, buckets.
That's her little spin turnaround fadeaway in the lane.
Beautiful.
Take that every time.
Claire Ruff makes it 12-1 McDonald.
Help her.
Sylvia Mueller driving at the right block. Out far side to Hoyt. Checked by Siegenthaler.
Whoa!
Hoyt up top, crosses over, picks up the dribble. Left side for Mueller. Face to face, nose to nose with Chloe Flanagan. Mueller blocked in the lane by Riley Christensen and must have got her a bit with the body. Yeah. Looked like it was clean on the ball, but that is the fifth team foul on McDonald.
Great defense, though. Our girls are playing hard, working hard, moving their feet, taking away the passing lanes, doing a great job.
12-11, the Lady Max.
12-1.
12-1, excuse me.
There it is, 12-2, they made it.
First free throw is good for Mueller. The other free throw came from Emma Pelkey, if memory serves. 10-point lead for the Lady Max. Second free throw is good. 2-for-2. Olivia Mueller after 0-for-3 from the foul line to start for Durand, Arkansas. They're settling in a little bit. 6-19 and counting. 12-3 ball game. Claire Ruff right side. And Siegenthaler between the wheels. Crosses over, attacking down the left side of the lane. Pick out, driving it hard. Aaron Siegenthaler hangs high off the window. No. Rebound to the Panthers. A steal back for McDonald. Another tough shot off the window. Too strong. Knocked out of bounds over the back on Ann Siegenthaler.
That's just frustrating because it's this. That's just not a good foul, you know? I mean, we need her on the floor, stuff like that. That's just frustrating.
Ann's going to have to sit Jasmine Gerber back out. And Jasmine will be the front line of this McDonald four-court pressure. Still in the backcourt. Mueller breaks pressure across the timeline. Left side, Mack. Mack throws it away. A steal by Aaron Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff, jabbing right side. Crosses over, pulls up, foul line. Just nicks off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Kelsey Bremnes goes up strong. No, but a foul on the ground.
Great rebound by Kelsey. Take it back up, get a foul.
Impressed so far with Kelsey Bremnes, just her heart and hustle.
Yep.
Scrappy physical play.
She's doing exactly what you're asking her to do, coming in and make a difference. So that's wonderful when they do that.
Bonus the rest of the way for both teams. 16 fouls apiece. Aaron Siegenthaler to inbound. Up top to Bremnes. Drops it down to Buescher. Buescher going
nice
in strong with the left
forward.
Hand. Doesn't go down. Offensive rebound. Up and in for two.
Great job.
Jasmine Gerber.
That's it. Great move by Lauren.
14-3, the Lady Max. Cross court feed. Hoyt goes in low. No.
Push.
Durand, Arkansas still looking for their first field goal. All the way across the floor, Claire Ruff driving baseline off the window too strong.
See, now look at us. We're going to get a foul here again. But.
Pacial, trouble along the baseline. Over to Mueller. Jasmine Gerber producing. Left side is Pacial. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a half minute as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back.
Biscuit and win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Zach Wycheck of the WOGO Studios in Halley. Carter Jaeger, our WOGO video stream operator, camera operator here at the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. 4:43 left to play here in the first half. Durand, Arkansas, out of the timeout from Coach Lowenhagen. Liliana Mack, the freshman, far side. Stripped away. Buescher gobbles up the loose ball. Now Chloe Flanagan will push. Flanagan far side. Bremnes for three. That one comes up short. Rebound pulled down by Paschal. Paschal, the junior, across the Blue Gold's logo at midcourt. Splits the double team and leaves for Matt. Back to Paschal. Paschal entry feed. Lauren Buescher steals it away. Tied up on the floor. The sand.
It
should be McDonald basketball inbounding underneath the
pointed
hoop.
There, yes. Nice defense by Lauren. Stepped in there. Got a tie-up.
3 points all on free throws for Durand, Arkansas. McDonald hasn't quite found their groove offensively, but has put 14 on the board so far. Playing on back-to-back nights. They're 2-0 in conference. They've won three in a row. They're rough at the right elbow. She'll pop. That one comes up short. Sightlines are going to be a little bit different moving the other way in the second half as well, too, of course, because there's bleachers the direction McDonald's moving right now, and a little bit more of a wall, but then you've got the scoreboard.
It's just tricky. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean,
just different.
Until you've done it, you'll never know until you do that.
Part of the fun, again, of being able to play in this beautiful college facility.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity.
Low pass, knocked away. Bremnes scrabbling for it. Eye up again, and Lucy Hoyt and Bremnes battling for it. Possession stays with the Panthers. Claire Ruff going to get a breather as Emily Hartman back in. 3:28 to go before halftime. Second half of our McDonald Lady Max and Max doubleheader. Another Max and Lady Max is out of Shilling's squad. Another pass knocked away by McDonald.
That's what Jasmine can do for you. Those long arms make it really difficult.
Chloe Flanagan up top. Flanagan, the senior. Right side for Bremnes. Emily Hartman kicks it into the corner. Stripped loose, knocked away. There's more substitutions for the Panthers. Trailing by 11 to McDonald. Inbound to Chloe Flanagan, working off a screen from Buescher. Just above the foul line, back out to Bremnes. Left side, Emily Hartman. She's tied up, gets it back. Emily pulls up at the foul line, goes off the glass too strong. Grabs her own rebound up with the opposite hand. No. Rebound knocked loose. Buescher looking for it in the corner. Panthers pull it down.
Great hustle. Ball just didn't go in. She got two great shots.
Here, we got a ball fake now, Mike.
Mueller, left side. Long skip pass into the right corner. Glaus out to Paschal, straddling the arc.
Opposite, Jaden.
Hoyt back into the corner for Glaus. She'll try a three. That one on line just rattles in and out. Robbed by the rim there, but an offensive rebound and a putback to make it 14-5. And that was 23, I believe, Hoyt. 14-5.
I mean, with a quick shot, I thought it was going to go in.
Paschal for three. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound. The putback, no. Rebound pulled down by Buescher.
Here we go. Push it up.
Chloe Flanagan across the floor to Hartman. Hartman gathers, goes high off the glass. Offensive foul call. Yeah. 14-5. McDonald takes the timeout. We'll step out as well. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan. As Durand, Arkansas, trying to make a little bit of a comeback here after trailing by double digits. McDonald now up just 9. .151 to play before we reach the midpoints here of this penultimate matchup in the Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Glenwood City and Stanley Boyd began the day at 8:30 a.m. Mondovi and Fall Creek next, then Clear Lake and Bloomer, Spring Valley and Cadott, Elmwood, Plum City and Thorpe, Boyceville and Elk Mound. Now our game here, Durand, Arkansas against McDonald, Colfax and Eau Claire Regis will end a very full day here at the Sonnentag Center. Aaron Siegenthaler knocks the ball loose, scrabbling for it on the floor once again, bodies hitting the floor. And possession will go to McDonald. The number of tie-ups in the first half just speaks again to the hustle on both sides.
Yeah, I mean they're trying hard. You know, it's just that the ball's not going in, but they still are playing hard.
9-point lead with 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Riley Christensen loses it for a moment. Back to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, foul line elbow jumper. No. Rebound to Olivia Mueller. Mueller on the run. Throws it off the hip of Claire Ruff. And out of bounds. Up top to Mueller. Mueller drops it down to the right block. And she walks with the basketball. You can hear Coach Lowenhagen saying, hey, he likes that from Sadie Bergeson, the young freshman.
Did everything right, just moved her feet a little bit.
60 seconds to play here in the first half. Aaron Siegenthaler probing, right block extended, kick out far side to Chloe Flanagan. Opposite wing up top, Claire Ruff. Show and go, driving into the lane, pulls up from 10 feet, it's sweet.
Perfect.
16-5.
Good ball movement. Claire Ruff. Side to side. See if we can get one more steal here. There we go.
7.2. Another steal, and that's Claire Ruff again. Ruff waits for the defender to go by, and she's got two more. 18-5, McDonald. 26 seconds and change.
Let me speed this thing up. That's sort of what happens. Oh, there we got another one.
Knocked out of bounds, and McDonald will get a chance to hold for a final shot if they wish with 19 seconds to play here at the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire before our halftime break. Kelsey Bremnis to inbound. Aaron Siegenthaler crosses the Blue Gold's logo with 16 seconds to play. Almost had her pocket picked by Mueller. Lost out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by McDonald. So going right back the other way.
Well, we had our chance there.
Jasmine Gerber will come in for Riley Christensen. 12.6 seconds on the clock.
Middle, right here.
Mueller with 10 seconds. Still in the backcourt. Mueller gets it across the timeline. Pass knocked away into the corner with 6 seconds left. Up top, down in the backcourt. A steal by Aaron Siegenthaler. Lost out of bounds with 0.3 seconds to play. And that should just about do it here to end the first half. Inbounds safely in from Ileana Mack and McDonald putting on a little more defensive pressure to end the first. Our halftime score, the McDonald Lady Macs 18, the Durand Arkansas Panthers 5, here from the Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic from the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with halftime stats, analysis, and highlights. That's all ahead in three here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chippewa Falls Athletics.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball here on WOGO Sports Halftime. Caleb Swenson and Dave Flanagan with you on the WOGO Sports 5 video stream on YouTube and also the WOGO Radio FM and AM signal, also live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Thoughts on the first half, Dave, as we look at this? I mean, defensive struggle, but also I think probably both coaches would say, hey, we were a little careless at times with fouls and taking care of the basketball. So plenty of things that you can clean up as well. Again, Saturday night, weekend, back-to-back game for McDonald. You certainly can blame tired legs in the longer court, but I think both teams would say, hey, we could be a little bit cleaner in the second half.
Yeah, I expect both teams to come out, be a little sharper. You know, that ball is going to start falling for Durand. You know, and again, I think just to our advantage simply is we just need to keep this game speeded up. I mean, Durand does not want to play that way, and they know they can't run with us, I feel, but yet, if we just do that, if we keep some pressure, keep pushing the ball up, I think we'll be just fine.
We'll take a listen now to our halftime highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Again, earlier today, Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez on the call as Adam Schilling's squad won in comeback fashion at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic UW South. Your first half highlights, it sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Left corner, nice feed to the ball knocked loose into the arms of Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler will run. That's Ann up top. Finds Aaron at the left block. Aaron Siegenthaler goes
and
in.
One. Strong perfect. Count in a bucket.
Nice hard take to the basket.
Four. Now McDonald will push. Flanagan to clear Ruff. Ruff the sweep through. Right block extended. Up top, Bremnes. The junior drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. And kick out left side. Deep two from 18 feet is good.
Great shot. Nice pass. Good post.
Emily Hartman. Bench. Up top, Lucy Hoyt. Hoyt the sophomore against Claire Ruff, the junior. Hoyt backtracking with the dribble. As we approach the seven-minute mark, and Siegenthaler knocks it away. Siegenthaler still has it. Finds a cutting Claire Ruff in the paint. Ruff pulls up buckets.
That's her little spin turnaround fadeaway in the lane.
Beautiful.
Take that every time.
Aaron Siegenthaler probing. Right block extended. Kick out far side to Chloe Flanagan. Opposite wing up top, Claire Ruff. Show and go driving into the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. It's sweet.
Perfect.
16-5.
Good ball movement.
And now 18-5 for the Lady Macs as they lead by 13 here. The break over Durand, Arkansas. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes with your leading scorers on WOGO Sports. And the second half begins back in two.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Halftime here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Taking a look at the first half scoring stats as McDonald leads 18-5 here at the Sonnentag Center from the Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. For the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, two apiece for Olivia Mueller and Lucy Hoyt. Hoyt has the team's lone field goal in the first half. Emma Pelkey with one on a free throw as well. On the other side for McDonald, pacing them is Claire Ruff with 8 points. She had a late burst in the first half. Strong first half for Aaron Siegenthaler with 5 points as well. Three for Emily Hartman and two for Jasmine Gerber. A thought or two here about what McDonald can build on or improve in the second half?
Oh, I think it's, you know, again, I keep saying just, you know, just speeding it up, beating them down the floor. I do feel we're going to get some breakaways here. And defensively, I mean, she's done a great job of mixing it up, putting pressure on them, And I think some of those are going to lead us to some runouts here pretty quick.
And I think, too, in the first half, you'd say if you're McDonald, we've got some decent looks, and you know, the shooting hasn't quite been there, and getting adjusted a little bit more here in the second half, you'd hope some of those looks go down. And both teams probably would say that.
I would like to think so, yes. I mean, I think, you know, neither team, you know, I guess they're better shooters in this, and we're going to find that out.
Well, the second half, starting up in 5 seconds here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Thanks again to Zach Wycheck, pulling the doubleheader between Max Boys and Girls as our radio producer at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Sam Aberle was the video producer earlier today. Carter Jagger is now. Mark Halverson and Kurt Galvez had that call earlier on today of McDonald's comeback win at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at UW Stout. McDonald boys continuing their winning streak. Coming up after the game, our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We are ready for the second half here on WOGO Sports. Moving left to right, Durand, Arkansas, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. A steal almost up top as Aaron Siegenthaler forced to travel, so got the turnover either way. Original starting five for the Lady Macs, Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler, the juniors, the twins, Emily Hartman and Chloe Flanagan, junior and senior respectively. Claire Ruff, the junior first-team all-conference performer last year, rounds out that original starting five back out up there on the floor here for McDonald in the second half. Entry feed at the foul line and a travel by Ann Siegenthaler, who's still looking for her first bucket.
Yeah, you know, that's surprising because usually she's the one that gets us going right away.
17-37, early going here in the second-to-last game of the day here at the Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Sonnentag Center. Another turnover force. So the team's trade turnovers here early on in the second half. McDonald leading by 13, 18-5.
Good pressure.
Earlier on, we had our Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. That's Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Craig and the crew, we appreciate them so much and their faithful support of Chi-High McDonald Athletics. Zoe Flanagan, right top for Aaron Siegenthaler. Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff crosses over. She had eight in the first half. Good look at a three left side. That one comes up short for Aaron Siegenthaler. Rebound pulled in by Olivia Mueller.
Good ball movement. Got a great shot. Just we got to knock it down.
One made three on either side so
there
far.
It is.
Belongs to Hartman.
Shot,
a steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff barreling down the left side of the lane. Nice cross through and scores.
She just anticipates so well.
20-5. Largest lead of the night for McDonald.
Oh,
and
got a
reaching
cheap one.
In and score and scoring a foul. Is Ann or Aaron? One or the other.
Aaron got his name.
First team foul of the second half for the Lady Max. And Riley Christensen is going to check in. And Siegenthaler will come out. And maybe that's been part of the difficulty. Again, McDonald substitutes very freely, but because of the foul trouble they've had with some of their starters, it's a little bit harder to get that offensive rhythm.
Well, and I thought that was on Aaron. That shouldn't have been on Ann.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe the officials have a little trouble identifying identical twins as well.
Yeah.
Mueller in the lane, just inside the foul line. Kick into that left corner. Shot missed, and Mueller comes underneath the bucket to grab it. Nice feed down low and rolling it up and in.
Nice look.
Emma Pelkey. She's worked hard in the paint, the sophomore.
Yep.
Gets rewarded with a bucket there. Emily Hartman at the left elbow. Kick to the left corner. Fair rough from the wing. Drops it back down to Hartman. Speaking of working hard in the paint, drawing the foul from Bergeson, I believe, is Emily Hartman, and she will go to the line shooting two.
Emily works for hard. She posts hard. Got a foul in her favor here.
13-point lead.
Yep.
Make it 14. 21-7. Sounds like a football score as Emily Hartman, her first free throw is good. Shout out on YouTube to Hannah Barrington, who says she's watching from Australia.
Oh,
the land down under. Yes. WOGO Sports reaches everywhere. 22-7 on a pair of free throws from Emily Hartman. Now pressure in the backcourt once again. Riley Christensen almost able to knock it away in tandem with Aaron Siegenthaler.
Should we get a 10 count? Oh.
Long feed poked away by Siegenthaler into the arms of Hartman, keeping the head up as she crosses the timeline. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. 15:40 to play, 22-7. The Lady Macs up by 15. Claire Ruff right side, lone player in double digits so far. Claire goes behind her back. Riley Christensen just inside the key. Down to Claire Ruff. Ruff powers one up, pokes it back off her own miss. Sadie Bergeson. Bergeson across the timeline, crosses over. Spinning to the right elbow, drops it off the shin.
Nice hustle, Claire.
Jaden Glaus. Do we have a tie-up? Nope. Claire Ruff gets it out of there. Emily Hartman across the timeline with some speed. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Claire Ruff pulls up for a 17-footer. That one just nicks off the front of the iron. No, out of bounds to Durand, Arkansas.
That was a tough one. She's a little tired. Took a step back.
Hoyt and Mack come in. Bergeson exits along with Glaus. Of course, McDonald playing full court pressure will get into your legs a little bit as well, too. Longer court back-to-back and full court pressure. As Claire not looking tired as she steps in front of another pass. Out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron drops down to Riley Christensen. To Claire in the left corner. Jabbing, probing, driving baseline. Pick back out to Christensen. Aaron Siegenthaler up top between the wheels. Siegenthaler to Bremnes rotates. Riley Christensen left wing. Aaron Siegenthaler high on the right. Off a screen from Lauren Buescher. Aaron, pick out Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes puts it on the floor with the left hand, lost it in the paint. Knocked away as Pacial ends up with it. Long lead feed ahead.
Catch.
Good catch in the paint. Up and in for two. Emma Pelkey.
Nice run.
Fill the lane and get rewarded. That's what you tell your bigs. 22-9.
Outside.
Claire Ruff pulls up, left block, sweet.
Nice shot. I think Claire needs a little break, though. She looks a little tired.
24-9.
There we go.
Pelkey again filling the lane. Wraps a bounce feed down into the left corner. Kick up top. Good look at a three. That one won't rattle in. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Durand, Arkansas.
Take that. There we go. Get some subs in.
Claire Ruff will exit. Chloe Flanagan back in. Aaron Siegenthaler out. Ann Siegenthaler in. And McDonald inbound. Chloe Flanagan walks across the Blue Golds logo with just over 13 and a half minutes to play. Into Ann Siegenthaler. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes. 17-footer. Back iron, no. Rebound to Olivia Mueller. 24-9, McDonald. Miley Sand. Left corner. Working off the wing is Mueller. Kick to the opposite side. Hard take in the paint. Comes up just short. Steaming out of there with a rebound. And Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler with a head of steam.
Where are you going? Swing it.
Left block. Finds Kelsey Bremnes out on the wing. On to Riley Christensen. No hesitation on a three. That one off the mark. Long rebound. Chloe Flanagan had it for a moment. Tayshel beats her to it. And a double dribble called on Durand, Arkansas on the backcourt.
All right. Take that. You know, Riley, we swung the ball. It was a good shot. You know, like,
very
we'll
makeable shot as well, too. She's a good three-point shooter. Yeah,
we'll take those every time.
Just over 5 minutes gone by. Inbounds to
nice
Siegenthaler.
Move.
She spins up with the right hand. Just comes up a little bit short. Everything but the bucket there.
24.
Mueller, right block extended. High dribble up top. Lucy Hoyt. Donald up 15. Left side for Mack, the freshman. A couple freshmen have seen action for Durand, Arkansas here tonight. Kelsey Bremnes trying to poke it away. Pacial into the paint, kick out to Mueller. Mueller driving right baseline, goes up strong, doesn't get a call. Looking for the foul, doesn't get it. And Siegenthaler powers down the rebound, and she'll take it across the logo.
Outside here, Peyton.
And Siegenthaler looking to drop it in on an entry feed to Riley Christensen. She's held up and fouled. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Chloe Flanagan to inbound underneath the hoop. The senior waiting. Finds Claire Ruff, who comes back in and can't roll in the 17-footer. Good battle for the rebound. Ella Sexton had it for a moment. Mueller takes it away. Mueller across the logo, halfway, rather a third of the way through the second half. Deep two off the side of the iron, grabbing her own rebound is Mack. Mack right block extended. Back out to Hoyt. Hoyt, good kick out to Mueller, left wing. Mueller drives in hard, high off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul.
Good take to the basket for them. Chloe got caught.
Olivia Mueller, the junior, had 2 points in the first half, trying to get her team into double digits here. First free throw. Back rim, no. Check out WOGO.com and follow us on social media for a list of all the upcoming Chi-Hi McDonald Sports broadcasts. We're next back on the air with Mark Halverson and Chi-Hi Boys Basketball. First look at the boys, Cardinal boys, on Tuesday. 24-10 as Mueller now has 3 points, garnering all of them from the foul line. Claire Ruff high on the right. Claire jabbing. Up top, Emily Hartman. Hartman floats into the left corner. Knocked down to Sexton. Sexton goes up strong. She earns a trip to the line.
Great offensive set. Swung the ball around. She posted strong, got her the ball. See if she can reward herself with two.
Sexton, the 6 foot junior. First free throw? Absolutely. Ella Sexton. Just like the way Ella doesn't hesitate when she gets the ball. She knows she has a plan and carries it out.
I mean, she just does a great job of posting up inside.
Two for
there.
Two.
We just got to get her the ball.
Ella Sexton makes it 26-10 McDonald. Now their largest lead of the night. Right corner, Mueller. Skips to the opposite side. Too tall to handle for Sadie Bergeson. Out of bounds. And McDonald inbound from the far side. 11-18 to play here. Lower scoring game than usual. 26-10 McDonald. Chloe Flanagan up top. Drops it off for Claire Ruff, high on the right. Emily Hartman looking to Sexton, can't get it to her, out to Siegenthaler.
Nice.
And Siegenthaler goes off the glass and scores. That's her first bucket tonight, Ann Siegenthaler.
Nice quick move.
28-10. Bergeson, right block, kick out to Mueller. Pass knocked away in the arms of Coach Lowenhagen, and stepping in front of that one was Ann Siegenthaler.
Ooh, got four coming in now.
Hockey line change almost here. Everybody exiting other than Claire Ruff. 10:47 to play here in the second half. One,
got
two,
it.
Or is that a three?
Caught into three.
And that was number 14, Sadie Bergeson, the freshman, with her first bucket. 28-13.
Jasmine did a great job posting up. Just got caught traveling with that ball a little bit.
15-point game again.
See if we can get one. Get a little steal off of this there. Oh, thought she had it.
Gerber had it for a moment. Mueller breaks pressure. Left side called for a whistle.
Travel.
Called for a travel, rather, Sadie Bergeson. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Jasmine Gerber at the right elbow, attacking the basket. Blocked, knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Gerber. Good work there by Miley Sand defensively. 9:59 now to play. 15-point lead for McDonald. The ball back to the Panthers.
Well, I would run that again and get that ball to Jasmine again. She took it hard to the basket.
Mueller in the backcourt. Throws it into a crowd at midcourt, and Aaron Siegenthaler steps in front of the pass. Aaron, right block, lost her dribble. She's fouled on the ground. That should be the fourth team foul here in the second half against the Panthers. McDonald's committed two. 9:43 remaining in the game, 28-13 McDonald. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows. Inbounds trigger to Claire Ruff in the right corner. She'll pull up with a toe on the line. No. Long rebound out to Lucy Hoyt. Hoyt now on the run. Work against Riley Christensen. Drives in hard. No. Jasmine Gerber high for the rebound.
Nice
and
job,
she's fouled.
Good hustle. Great job for Jasmine.
They get Miley Sand with that one. Team's fifth. Jaden Glaus is going to come in along with Peyton Paschal. And also subbing in Emma Pelkey, the sophomore. ...28-13 the Lady Max. Gerber inbounds to Siegenthaler. Aaron walks it across the timeline. Leaves it left side for Riley Christensen outside the arc. Riley probing down into the paint. Pulls up. Tough shot. Front rim. No. Fighting for the rebound and Mueller comes out of the pack. Floats it right over to us as Claire Ruff diving for it. Dave made a pretty decent attempt at a catch there.
I think I hurt my finger.
Did you jam your finger? I'm going to have to give you hazard pay except you're volunteering. So
scared me more than anything.
I thought your reaction time was pretty quick. Double and a kick out to Paschal. Paschal with a foot on the line. Hits the back rim. Offensive rebound Durant, Arkansas. Jaden Glaus back out to Paschal. Right wing. Glaus in the right corner. She's doubled. Feeds down in the post. Pelkey working back up top. Paschal trying to split the double team. Floats into the left corner. Three on the way. No. Another offensive rebound. Three. Air ball. Offensive rebound. Mueller hits the underside of the bracket.
Push it up. There we go.
Riley Christensen, a long lead feed ahead. Beautiful nice pass. Ball. Up and in for two. And one. Aaron Siegenthaler.
Nice pass. Nice run out.
Riley Christensen heaved that one a good 50 feet. And Aaron Siegenthaler, her second attempt at an end one tonight. 30-13, the Lady Max. 13 going on 30. Remember that movie? That's going to date me.
Uh-oh.
That was longer ago than I care to remember. Aaron Siegenthaler.
Let's finish it. That's it.
Finishes the three-point play. Old-fashioned three-point play. Her second end one tonight for Aaron Siegenthaler. 31-13 palindrome on the scoreboard for the Lady Max. Emma Pelkey. Up top for Sand. Entry feed denied. Knocked away. Donnell up 18. Durant, Arkansas, the inbound. Miley Sand trying to look into the post. Nothing there for Hoyt. Paschal back to Hoyt. She's got a three online. Side of the rim, no. Rebound track down in the corner. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Left side for Ann Siegenthaler. Donnell looking for their first 20-point advantage of the night. Free throw line jumper. No. That's offensive it. Rebound.
Nice
Hartman
job,
goes up, and she'll earn a trip to the line. I think if you're Coach Williams, overall, you're really happy with the way your team is battling on the boards tonight.
Yeah, well, and like you said.
Giving
you know,
up a few offensive rebounds, but overall, again, good fight.
Yeah, I mean, they played last night, playing tonight. They
good
played Tuesday.
You
know, 3-1 week, that's a long week.
And as far as free throw shooting is concerned, even though maybe outside shooting hasn't been prolific for McDonald tonight, they've been solid from the line as Hartman hits the first of two here. Emily Hartman with a triple, but also 3 points from the foul line, looking for four with her team up 32-13 for a 20-point lead. Back rim, no. I jinxed her. 19-point advantage for McDonald with 7.5 to go here in the second half from the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Hosted and put on by Colfax High School in collaboration with UW-Eau Claire and the Sonnentag Center. Paschal, nice drive over the top of Buescher. Another jump offensive ball. Rebound, jump ball. Possession goes to McDonald. Good challenge there at the rack by Lauren Buescher.
Yes, stepped in there.
7:16 remaining before our post-glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us for the second of two McDonald basketball games. Tough take
Thought that was
and a
beautiful play.
Kiss off the glass.
Nice fake.
Ann Siegenthaler has all four of her points in the second half. 34-13, the Lady Max. Feed into the paint and knocked away and stolen by Siegenthaler. Ann Siegenthaler on the run. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler to
nice
Riley Christensen.
Pass.
Christensen in the lane, up and in for two.
Way to fill the lanes, push that ball up. Ann is just so strong.
Good unselfish play in transition for the Lady Max. Nice entry feed and a good finish down low for Emma Pelkey. She's a talented sophomore post.
Yep, very nice.
Upside, Emma!
36-15, still the largest lead of the night for McDonald. Riley
go
Christensen
hard.
Attacks, pulls up from eight, back rim, no, grabs her own rebound for a moment, no, loose it out to Ann Siegenthaler, and goes off the glass, no. Emily Hartman dives to the floor for an offensive rebound. Buescher kicks it out, timeout taken by Coach Williams, and everyone will catch their breath as we will step out and be back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley as our audio producer. Video producer, camera operator on site is Mr. Carter Jagger. You may hear on some upcoming McDonald JV broadcasts. We're able to make that work. A little extra bonus basketball coverage here on WOGO Sports. New entrant into the game for Coach Sally Williams is Lucy Priest, the 5'9" junior.
That means everybody got in. That's perfect.
Of course, if you're McDonald, you want to get everybody in, then get everybody in the scoring column as well.
That's always a good feeling.
Up 21, 36-15, almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Riley Christensen slaps the ball. She will inbound. Drops in right away to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann finds Buescher. Buescher right block, kicks back out to Riley Christensen. Skip pass, left side. Looking for three. Siegenthaler, no. Rebound knocked loose for a moment. Durand, Arkansas able to control. Mack. Peyton Paschal right wing outside the arc. Another entry feed into the post. Coming up and down and called for the travel.
Yeah, right
Emma Pelkey.
Yeah, one thing I do have to point out, you know, we've been watching this three-point shooting finally done on me. I mean, it's the college line is the dark line. So
true.
So, you know, because I was watching the official, and he raised his hand, and this girl was inside the dark line, and I'm like, how can that be a three?
Well, it didn't dawn on me either, too, when I thought the one from Hartman, I thought she was clearly inside the line. And I think the officials do have to kind of eyeball it because we don't have the high school three-point line on the court.
If there is, it's a very light-colored one, that's for sure.
Back, good.
Bounce pass. Slides into Buescher. Buescher high off the window. No. Paschal grabs it along the baseline. Still a 21-point lead for McDonald. Just over 5 minutes remaining. Here from the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. Again, an entry feed into the post. Denied. Knocked out of bounds by Ann Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff and Aaron Siegenthaler in. Ann Siegenthaler, Riley Christensen out with 5:02 to play. Inbounds coming up for the Lady Max. Defensively, Mueller into Emma Pelkey. Paschal right side from Mueller. 18-foot jumper. That's a three, actually.
He only counted it
going
as
back,
a two.
Just what you were talking about.
He only counted it as a two, though. So,
who's that ball?
So Mueller, her first field goal. She had three from the foul line already. So long two there from Mueller makes it 36-17. Aaron Siegenthaler taps the brakes just outside the lane, throws up a tough shot, knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Panthers, and McDonald will inbound, leading by 19.
see if we can get an easy basket off our out-of-bounds play. We should be able to set a screen, but no screens were set, so that's hard to do.
And Siegenthaler into Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan wraps a bounce pass to the other side of the lane, but the Panthers step in front of it. Long lead feet ahead. Good find in the post, up and in for two, counted and a foul. Miliana Mack found Pelkey, and Pelkey, who's had a strong second half, has a chance for three the old-fashioned way and can put her team up to 20 points on the night. Ella Sexton and Siegenthaler coming in. Lauren Buescher will exit. That was just the third team foul on McDowell in the second half. They played a much cleaner second half. It's bonus the rest of the way for the Lady Macs is seven whistles on the Panthers. So Emma Pelkey, the sophomore, can't rattle the free throw in. Sexton gets tied up on the rebound. And possession stays with Durand, Arkansas. Chloe Flanagan out, Bremnes in. Panthers will inbound from underneath the hoop with Olivia Mueller to trigger it in. Finds Paschal. Paschal too strong off the glass. And now the Lady Macs want to run. Aaron Siegenthaler, high on the right side, lost the handle on it, diving to the ground, trying to avoid a tie-up, and timeout taken by Coach Williams. So we will step out and be back as well, back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports, Lady Macs Basketball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on your radio dial at 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. You can watch all the action as we broadcast it throughout this winter sports season, basketball and hockey, girls and boys, on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Sports on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe there so you're notified whenever we go live. We also stream live video to the WOGO Radio Facebook page. 36-19, McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you.
Nice
They're
pass.
Rough, nice no-look pass, down, cutting to the rack. Sexton couldn't quite finish, but what a nice dish by Claire Ruff.
Nope. Ran it to a T.
356. That massive scoreboard here at the Sonnentag Center. 17-point lead for McDonald. Led by as many as 21 here in the second half. Sand kick to the right corner. Three on the way is good from Mueller. That time she gets all three. McDonald in transition. Siegenthaler misses the layup. Mack. Left side for Mueller. A steal by Siegenthaler. And Ann, with no one in front of her, cruises in. The layup is good. 38-22. Strong second half for Ann Siegenthaler. 3:15 and counting here in the second. 16-point lead for McDonald. Drive into the lane. Whistle and a foul first. And Aaron Siegenthaler going to pick up the foul team's fourth.
McDonald's fourth foul in the half.
If you have a need for anything glass, new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. Inbounds to Pelkey. Pelkey. This is one just inside the right block. Aaron Siegenthaler tied up in the backcourt by Sadie Bergeson, and a jump ball is called. So Bergeson, a nice job forcing the tie up. And a young bunch for Durand, Arkansas this year after they graduated. So much senior talent from last year's squad that punched their ticket to the state tournament, but they are
outside here.
Scrappy,
outside.
Physical bunch.
Yeah, it's always fun to see once where they are, in January or in February, see how they're playing.
Sexton goes up strong from just inside the right block, off of the glass, too strong. 2:40 to go.
Still a great post move. I like post moves, so it's nice to see.
Mueller floats it up top for Paschal. Bremnes coming out on her. Paschal working her pivot foot high on the left side. Over there for Emma Pelkey. Pelkey has it up top by Sexton. Austin near midcourt. Dumps it off over on the left. Olivia Mueller cutting in hard to the rim. Has her shot denied by Ann Siegenthaler.
Makes it look easy.
Jasmine Gerber in for Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan, Riley Christensen in. Ella Sexton and Kelsey Remnis also will exit. 2:07 remaining to play. 38-22 the score. Donnell up 16. Inbounds to Pelkey. Pelkey to Pachel. Floats it left side. Mueller, who's got the hot hand from the field. Her shot swatted away, but bodied up in a foul. 2:01 left. Panthers have found a lot more poise here offensively in the second half.
Yeah. Well, they just, you know, a little more patient, more comfortable playing. Ball goes in. Life is always a little easier.
Mueller, no good on the first free throw. Olivia Mueller on the verge of double-digit scoring. She has 8-9 for Emma Pelkey to lead the way here for Durand, Arkansas. We'll recap your leading scores afterward on our post-glass post-game show. With the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Bank of Bernice Realtors. No on the second free throw as well. Chloe Flanagan across the timeline, working against Mueller. Under 2 minutes left. And Siegenthaler
outside,
comes back to get the
outside.
Ball. And barrels down the left side of the lane. Taps the brakes out to Riley Christensen. Riley at the foul line. Flips back out to Chloe Flanagan. The senior, nice bullet pass. Down low, up and in for two.
Nice back cut by Ann. Good job, Chloe.
Siegenthaler on the finish off the fine by Flanagan. Timeout taken. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
WOGO Sports live from the Sonitec Center in Eau Claire. Our second half of this split McDonald boys and girls doubleheader. Mark Alvarez and Kurt Galvez had the call for you earlier, along with our video producer Sam Averly, live from the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at UW Stout. Appreciate Stout and them hosting us every year at that event. Always a great place to broadcast from. 40-22, McDonald up 18 here at the Sonitec Center in Eau Claire. Trying to do their part to make it all W's here today for McDonald. Good back cut. Shot missed. Down low by Hoyt, but an offensive rebound for the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas. Another nice cut to the basket. No, Riley Christensen snatches down the rebound with two hands. Minute 10 to go. 40-22, the Lady Max.
Working inside to Jasmine here a little bit. Oh, Lauren's going to play the post.
Christensen. Runs it inside. Kick out Jasmine Gerber. She'll try a long two. That one off
good
the far side of the rim.
Nice
Riley
job,
Christensen
Riley.
Fights out another rebound. She got tripped up and lost the ball. 52 seconds left. Substitutions coming in now as Pachel drives in hard. Loses it on the way to the hoop. Chloe Flanagan with 43 seconds left. Flanagan across the timeline. She'll slow things down with a dribble. Left side for Preece. Pass fired down to Lauren Buescher. Buescher out to Chloe Flanagan. She'll try a three straight on. Rattles in and out. Online just popped in with 25 seconds left. 18-point lead for McDonald. Three on the way. No, that one missed by Miley Sand. Offense rebound for a moment. We'll see who can track it down in the corner. Back out to Pachel. 7 seconds left. Up top for Hoyt. Another deep two. That one off the mark, and we hit triple zeros here at the Sonitec Center. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 40, the Durand Arkansas Panthers 22. Coming up, our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We will talk with McDonald head coach Sally Williams. Maybe Lucas will even join us as well. You never know. Here on the Post Glass postgame show, as McDonald has now won their fourth game in a row, starting a nice little winning streak, a couple in a row in the Western Clover Belt Conference as well. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball. McDonald wins it by 18.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back.
Molly Biscuit win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we're able to be joined by Coach Sally Williams. But first, Dave Flanagan, your thoughts on this game, too. It wasn't the smoothest game on either side, but I think, again, second half, both teams maybe getting things a little bit more dialed in, and McDonald able to pull away for an 18-point win against a tough but young team in Durand, Arkansas.
Yeah, I guess, after looking at, they were young, and so it's like, I just felt that, it was our advantage, our seasoned veterans in a way, because these girls have been through this stuff already, and speeding up the game, I guess, that I always harped on, or I felt that they did that, and they scored in transition a little bit better, but they also did some good things on offense where they just ran. They maybe didn't score, but they ran their offensive sets real good, so that's all a good sign of things are keep getting better.
Yeah, and again, even when your shots aren't falling, I think you can say, hey, if we like the shots we're getting, we know just the law of averages, there's enough good shooters on this team that those shots are going to be going in later on throughout the season.
Yes. I mean, you know, this is what, game five, six, you know, in general. So it's, you know, we still have a long ways to go.
McDonald now 4-2 on the season, and they won four straight after dropping their first two, played some tough non-conference competition in Neillsville and Prescott, those two games on the road. But now, again, starting to find a little bit more rhythm, and you just hope as you're going through this gauntlet that is the Western Kluwer Belt, that this Regis team that is going to be taking the floor here in a moment, they're kind of looming out there as unbeatens and defending conference champions along with McDonald. We'll have that game coming up on December the 19th. You've got a lot of tough games at Elk Mound, who we saw play earlier. They lost in a buzzer beater to Boysville. They're now in your conference. Fall Creek, we've seen already too, but didn't see Fall Creek maybe at full strength yet. I mean, there's a lot of teams in this Western Kluwer Belt. Bloomer, when you look at those Hartman triplets as well too. I mean, most teams in this conference are able to beat you if you don't have your A game, and so certainly opportunities for McDonald to build all throughout this campaign and get ready for the tournament.
Yeah, and I think Sally, you know, she talked about it, where this conference sort of gets us ready. You know, I mean, you know, you look at the West versus the East. You know, Neillsville has to go search sometimes outside of their conference to find some of these tough games, where we have a lot of tough games within our conference, so it only helps us.
And that's the thing, too, with Elk Mound coming in. I know we'll have a game, I believe, later on in the season against the Mounders, but I'm sure moving from the Dunn-St. Croix, probably no one in the Dunn-St. Croix is sorry to see Elk Mound go, just because they kind of ruled that conference for a while. But here in the Western Kluwer Belt, I think they can say, hey, this conference is going to make us better. And even though it makes the job a little bit tougher having Elk Mound in the conference in terms of scheduling, and, you know, saying, hey, there's no longer maybe a guaranteed win here or there, it's just you got to be happy for the opportunity to have quality opponents night after night.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, I was watching the Badgers today, the Big Ten. You go around that Big Ten, I mean, you look at every team, and it's just like, oh, my goodness, you know. It's just,
yeah.
You got to be ready every night. And that's sort of the fun part, because then coaches, you know what, you don't have to coach your kids getting ready, because the kids know they have to be ready, or else it's not going to be a fun night.
Well, we'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a look at your Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap, and also we'll get the highlights for you as well. Post Glass, post game show brought to you by Post Glass, Mirror, and Chippewa Falls. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Sally Williams as well. That's all ahead in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins it 40-22 here at the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Seven players scored for McDonald, four for Durand, Arkansas. This 40-22 win for the Lady Max. No one in double figures for Durand, Arkansas, but Emma Pelkey had 8 points in the second half and finished with nine to lead the team. Talented young sophomore post player, then eight for Olivia Mueller. She also had a strong second half, had two in the first half, six in the second. Then 3 points for Sadie Bergeson and two for Lucy Hoyt to round out the scoring for Coach Darren Lowenhagen and the Durand Arkansas Panthers. On the other side for McDonald, one player in double figures, and that was Claire Ruff, who had 12. She had 8 of those in the first half as 7 players scored. Ann Siegenthaler was shut out in the first half. She had 8. Go figure, the Twins each score 8 tonight. Erin Siegenthaler, 5 points in the first half, and she finishes with 8. 6 points for Emily Hartman, including the team's lone make from downtown. 2 apiece for Ella Sexton, Riley Christensen, and Jasmine Gerber. Let's take a listen now to our second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Another offensive rebound. 3, air ball, offensive rebound. Mueller hits the underside of the bracket.
Push it up. There we go.
Riley Christensen, a long lead feed ahead. Beautiful nice pass job. Up and in for 2 and 1. Erin Siegenthaler.
Nice pass. Nice run out.
Riley. And Siegenthaler has all 4 of her points in the second half. 34-13 to Lady Max. Feed into the paint and knocked away and stolen by Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler on the run finds Erin Siegenthaler to nice Riley pass. Christensen. Christensen in the lane, up and in for 2.
Way to fill the lanes, push that ball up.
And is under 2 minutes left. And Siegenthaler
outside,
comes back to get the
outside.
Ball.
There, Millie.
And barrels down the left side of the lane. Taps the brakes out to Riley Christensen. Riley at the foul line. Flips back out to Chloe Flanagan. The senior, nice bullet pass. Down low, up and in for 2.
Nice back cut by Ann. Good job, Chloe.
Siegenthaler on the finish off the fine by Flanagan. Timeout taken. We are back. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins it 40-22. We'll take one more 60-second break here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll see if we can catch up with Coach Williams on the other side of that. We'll look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar as well. That's all ahead in 1 minute on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Finishing up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, joined by Coach Sally Williams and Lucas as well, too. We'll make sure we get a better shot, too, because that's the money shot. That's what everybody wants to see is Lucas here.
Yep.
Coach, early on in this game, maybe looking a little bit like, hey, you played last night and played on a longer
for
court.
Sure.
But overall, the girls dug deep. We saw heart and hustle all throughout tonight. I mean, a lot of bodies hitting the ground, even if the shots aren't going in.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's always hard playing back-to-back games, and with the longer court just adds that little added dimension that they just don't realize going out really hard, and it catches up to you fast.
And also, I mean, again, you're spacing offensively and defensively, 10-foot longer court. It's just a little bit different, so it's an adjustment. It seemed like in the second half, started to find a little bit more rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we settled in a little bit and just kind of went back to our strengths and went to, we got some flow going on our offense. We were able to get our defense rolling again, so yeah.
And when you look at what you guys do offensively, couple end ones tonight for Erin Siegenthaler. She's not always looked to as scoring option number one, but I mean, I don't even know if there is a scoring option number one in this offense because it's just kind of, hey,
yeah,
you know, let's see what looks we can get. And you look at Ann shut out in the first half and then had a really strong second half. Claire strong throughout. But, I mean, you've got a lot of players who contribute, and that's one of the strengths of this team, that you don't have to say, hey, somebody's got to score 20 for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just who's ever on is on, and we have the potential to have many score, and that's just the beauty of our depth. And that they have to be aware of all of us right now, and because anybody can go off if we put them in different spots.
Also, again, I think you saw a lot of good battling on the boards. Yeah, there's time for where you say, hey, we shouldn't give up those offensive rebounds. But overall, just had to feel really good about what you guys did inside tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we finished well with the battle of the boards and just being physical. We knew it was going to be a physical game, and the refs were letting us play a little bit. And so just try to make those adjustments and try to take care of business and limit their second chance opportunities. And that was a big part of what makes them good, is just hitting those kick-out threes is usually where they hit them the best. And so limiting those really helped us.
And finally, Coach, we've won four in a row now. Again, after dropping two tough non-conference games, you continue to move into the heart of the schedule, picking up a couple non-conference games. But Dave and I were just talking about the fact that, hey, you won two in the conference. But, I mean, this conference, you can't let up any night at all or you're going to get beat. And that it can really sharpen you mentally.
Yeah, that was just shown last night in the last night in the conference across the board were close games and just battles throughout. And so it just shows up that we need every given night we got to bring it.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We appreciate you bringing Lucas over to see us. And great to see you guys. And looking forward to catching up with you a little bit later on in December. Lucas, you want to say hi to anybody?
There you go. Say Grandma and Grandpa are here. So the rest of the family, anyone that's watching, and as always, we just appreciate you guys doing this. So thankful.
Coach, glad to be with you. We'll take one final one-minute break here on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute. This is WOGO's coverage of McDonald basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back. Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, as we will bid you adieu momentarily. Here we'll look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. The team we're seeing warming up in front of us right now, Regis. McDonald will be playing at Regis on December 19th, so mark your calendars for that one. Kind of crazy how Regis can graduate some really talented seniors and somehow it seems like they got even better.
There are these two sophomores that, or two freshmen that they have. I mean, you know, and LMA. So yeah, it's like, I mean, yep.
LMA is incredible. And Izzy Rickard, again, she ran the show for them as their setter in volleyball. But we've got Evelyn Borcherding out there who's 6'5" as a freshman, which is insane. And then Gemma Gardo as well, too. I mean, and then it's just, you talk about teams that can make it better. This Regis team, I think we'll see McDonald very mentally sharp going into that one, because honestly, Regis will flat out embarrass you if you aren't at your best.
I mean, obviously, they're gifted, they're talented, they're young, they're all the things. But I guess the beauty is, it's, you know what, that's on the 19th. We got a lot of work to do, and we have games to play before that, and let's, like you said, we've stacked four in a row here now. Let's stack a few more going into that game.
Yeah, again, plenty of time before that one, and looking forward, again, down the road. But in between, next time we'll see the Lady Macs will be 10 days from tonight. That'll be a home game against the Hornets of Cadott. And, again, that Regis game will be the last McDonald Lady Macs broadcast we'll have before Christmas. On the Macs boys' side, a little bit of a hiatus next week as far as McDonald sports, but then we're back on the 18th against Bloomer, and stay tuned to our WOGO Sports social media on those 16th and 18th. We might be able to pull off a special JV broadcast for you as well, too. So we'll, again, let you know on our WOGO Radio Facebook page if that is something that we're able to do with Carter Jagger on the call as we work him not only behind the camera, but on camera as well, too, and on the radio and live video stream here on WOGO Sports. Next week, Chi-Hi action for you starting out on Tuesday. Mark Halverson on the call, presumably with Dave Check. That will be Chi-Hi boys basketball against Eau Claire Memorial, 6:55 planned start time for that on Tuesday evening. Then on Thursday evening, Chi-Hi hockey. They picked up a nice 5-3 win over River Falls this week, and they will take on the always tough Hudson Raiders on Thursday evening with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy, 6:40 p.m. on Thursday. And then back to Chi-Hi boys basketball. Long road trip out to River Falls. And Mark Halverson on the call there. That'll be a 6:55 start on Friday as well. And then again, getting in a couple more McDonald boys and girls basketball games the following week and coming up after Christmas. And crazy how fast Christmas is coming up. But we'll have the Denny Laramie Invitational as well, too, with a lot of McDonald boys and girls basketball packed into the last couple days of the year. So looking forward to that. And again, thank you very much, Dave, for being willing to jump in and join me here at the Sonnentag Center. And a lot of fun seeing McDonald pick up another win, keep that winning streak going, and hopefully they're just able to improve more and more every night.
Well, yes. I mean, that's what, well, I mean, again, still, I always look at you know, you got to get till Christmas. Then once you get through Christmas, and then all of a sudden now you can really start pushing and building here through January and February and get yourself ready for tournaments.
Yeah, November, again, November can be a little herky-jerky basketball. Yeah. We all know that, too. But you kind of get some of those early season miscues out of the way, things like that. And then hopefully you start hitting your stride, as you mentioned, as you get go strong into Christmas and then it really heats up as the temperatures cool down.
Yeah, you don't. Well, I mean, it's tough to say, but you don't really worry about wins and losses early, but because you're never going to win. You know, you don't win a conference in the first month, but you can win them at the ends, and that's sort of that should be their goal, and I think that is their goal, so they can compete with that. So we'll just see where it goes.
Again, McDonald, that three-way tie for the conference championship last year with Eau Claire Regis and Fall Creek, and Lady Max off to a good start beating Fall Creek and getting a little shoulder up on them as well. Well, we will bid you adieu from the Sonnentag Center. Again, thank you so much to Colfax High School and Athletic Director Michael Hodel putting together this Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Thank you so much to our hosts here at the Sonnentag Center. And we appreciate Zach Wycheck, our board operator at the WOGO Studios in Halley, and our camera operator, video producer on site, Carter Jagger. For Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 40, the Durand Arkansas Panthers 22. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.